AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. James Holmes' ex-girlfriend testified she thought he was joking about doing something evil months before 12 people were killed in 2012 at a movie theater near Denver.
He starts talking about justice. At that point, I start thinking maybe he's serious, but it seemed very philosophical.
Gargi Datta said she asked Holmes to see a therapist and added Holmes had shown no interest in guns. The search for convicted killers Richard Matt and David Sweat is in an area not far from the prison where they escaped from in upstate New York last weekend.
We have aircraft, we have canine, we have tons of ground personnel. We're exhausting every single resource that we have at our disposal.
Jennifer Fleischman is with New York State Police. A person close to the investigation says they believe a prison employee was supposed to be the getaway driver, but she didn't show up. In Alexandria, Virginia, 17-year-old Ali Amin pleaded guilty to conspiring to provide material support to terrorists in the U.S. U.S. Attorney Dana Bate says Amin used social media to try to help the Islamic State group.
One was to try and garner financial support for ISIL, and that included directing people how to use Bitcoin and how to use Bitcoin anonymously.
Before his arrest, Amin was a high school honor student. The Pentagon's top general, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Martin Dempsey, says the reach of the U.S. military could extend even further into Iraq if the campaign against the Islamic State group gains momentum. This is Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren.
There are hundreds of options. Essentially, any spot where we had a forward operating base in the last war, I think, would be a valid option. We're familiar with these locations.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up about 57 points. This is AP Radio News. The world's biggest maker of airplanes says passenger traffic is growing, and so is demand for new planes.
Boeing estimates the world's airlines will buy 38,050 new aircraft. That works out to more than 5 new planes a day from the world's jet makers every day for the next 2 decades. The annual forecast represents a 3.5% jump over last year's projection. The demand is driven by strong growth in Asia. Rock-bottom interest rates help, as do high fuel prices, as carriers buy more fuel-efficient jets. But Boeing says the commercial aircraft market remains strong and resilient, even as fuel prices have fallen. The company predicts by 2034, the number of planes worldwide will more than double. Warren Levinson, New York.
There is no progress in bailout talks between the International Monetary Fund and Greece.
We are well away from an agreement.
The IMF's Jerry Rice says Greece needs to start paying off its debt starting at the end of the month. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.